Sam sipped his wine and looked to the northwest, just in time to spot a falling star. Wow, what a nice tail on that one. But it didn't fade. Instead, it seemed to grow brighter, larger. What? He stood and stared, unmoving, as the fireball plummeted, hitting the ground with a loud explosion a half mile to his east. In one fluid move, he dropped his glass and dove behind the nearest dirt pile, his mind flashing back to bombs exploding when he was a young officer in Northern Ireland. Heads began popping out of tents just in time to see another falling star close in and burn up just before hitting the ground a quarter of a mile to the west. Within moments, the camp was in pandemonium, everyone running back and forth searching for cover. Ibrahim and one of the local diggers who were heading into town were caught between the tents and the dig's rattletrap car. They both made a run for the extra protection of the vehicle. It was a rusty old station wagon that had survived 20 years as transport for the team. Sam watched as they each dove in a door and rolled up the windows. He wondered if he would be safer joining them than lying sprawled behind a dirt pile. What was going on? And then there were more. It was like a hailstorm, if the hail was made of fire. A much larger piece headed straight for Sam's hiding place, then split in two at the last minute. One part burned up before reaching the ground. The other impacted the car where his fellow workers had taken cover. The largest part had crashed through the roof of the car. Other parts had shorn off and hit the doors of the vehicle. One had apparently ruptured the gas line. From where he was, Sam now smelled gasoline mingling with the burning sulfur from space. "Get out!" he screamed, standing and rushing for the station wagon. But it was too late. Fire continued to rain down, and some landed, still burning, close enough to the vehicle that the fumes, then the spilled gasoline on the ground, and finally the remainder of the tank, ignited. Sam threw himself down and covered his head, but he felt the ground shake as the car exploded. He stayed flattened against the sand, fully expecting to be hit by debris from the explosion or the sky, fully expecting the next second to be his last on Earth. It took a moment after the explosion for the ringing in his ears to stop, and for him to regain enough equilibrium to discern which way was up. Then he raised his head, saw the burning vehicle, and launched himself toward it. He disregarded the continuing rain of fiery meteors as he tried desperately to get to his friends. He circled the car, looking for an opening, but the fire was so hot he couldn't get close enough to open a door. He looked through the flames for some hint of movement within, but saw and heard nothing. Several others had seen what had happened and also ignored personal safety to try to help. There was nothing to be done. The car was obliterated. Another 5 minutes of chaos, and then darkness and silence. As suddenly as the firestorm had begun, it was over. Team members began emerging from tents, moving slowly and carefully in case the danger wasn't over. Grabbing flashlights, they looked for anyone who might require assistance. What they found was Dr. Sam Golding standing motionless in front of a burning station wagon, wondering how the ancients would have responded to the gods showing their anger by sending a mighty firestorm to annihilate whatever and whoever was below. For this was an act of destruction, one whose consequences would reverberate for years to come. Why had it come into their dig? Their lives? Why had it taken two of their own? Strands of horror, hurt, anger, and loss wove together inside of Sam. A feeling as primal as had been felt in this very spot millennia before. He dropped to his knees, screaming from his gut, until he could scream no more.